It's 55 degrees at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Jody Calvert. There are pictures of vans and trucks, but no sketch of the Washington area sniper yet. Police say there are too many differences between witnesses' accounts of the latest shooting to make a composite. Witnesses say they saw the sniper shoot a Virginia woman Monday night. The 13-year-old Bowie boy, who was shot and wounded last week by the sniper, appears to be doing better. His condition has been upgraded from critical to serious at Children's Hospital in Washington. President Bush says his patience won't last forever as the U.N. Security Council debates the use of force against Iraq. The United States is seeking a stronger U.N. resolution. Bush says the U.S. will act on its own to disarm Saddam Hussein if the council isn't willing to do it. Well, it looks like the morning commute across the Bay Bridge is a little bit smoother today. Rain, high winds, and flying barrels caused huge backups on the bridge and all around Kent Island yesterday. Barrels marking the closure of the center lane of the Bay Bridge flew all over the road, wreaking havoc. But it looks like the barrels will be around for a while due to road construction. The center lane will be closed until November 27th. And in sports, it's the big game tonight at College Park. The Terps take on Georgia Tech. WCEI forecast, mostly sunny today with a high of 67. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 68. Right now, it's 59 degrees. WCEI News Time, 8:32.